I just want to say thank you to a man who I really feel sorry for Strong's wife and his family. He must have been into this every day, every minute of his life. He put together Strong's Concordance. And it takes all the Hebrew words and it explains them in English for us. And it's so easy to look up a word and see what the real meaning of the word is as we read it in the Bible. What does the Hebrew say? What does the Greek say? And so many times in our English translations, they're so weak in comparison to what the root of the word, what it really meant in Hebrew or Greek. And I just want to sit by his side in heaven and just say, thank you, thank you, thank you for your life's work. And go up and give his wife a big hug and kiss and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for putting up with a man who was so wholly dedicated to the Lord and to his work and the calling on his life that he was able to give himself to it. So anyway, we say thank you, Mr. Strong, this morning. As we look at the psalm for the morning, Psalm 118, verse 9, this phrase is repeated 5 times in this psalm, the meaning of grace, 5. A grace-filled psalm. Mm-hmm. Talks about history. It talks about many different things in the psalm, but the main point is that give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever, forever and ever and ever. Give thanks. What does the Hebrew say? We say give thanks, and we say thank you, you know, okay, that's it. That's, you know, we did it. Thank you, Lord, for such and such. It's such an action word. It's such a strong, powerful word in the Hebrew. It means to throw or shoot. The Hebrew word is yada. It means to cast, to confess the name of the Lord. It means to laud or praise. Such action. Give thanks. In other words, with your full heart, thank God. Shoot it right up there to him. Amen. As we praise him, let it be something that stirs an emotion down deep within us, and we're just so filled with that emotion that we throw it out to him. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. It means, the word is tobay, it means pleasant or agreeable. Pleasant to the higher nature. Isn't that what God is? Mm-hmm. Pleasant to the higher nature within us.
Excellent.
Deep calleth unto deep. It means excellent or kind. It means he's better. It means happy, prosperous, and beneficial. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is excellent. He is beneficial. He is kind. Is he kind to you?
Yes, indeed.
He's kind to me too. Amen. For his faithful love endures forever. In King James, the word is mercy. For his mercy endures forever. Chesed, it means good, his faithfulness, his loving kindness. His loving kindness bent down toward the earth to give us mercy. Wow, what does that do in your heart when you think of that? Where would we be without him? Doomed. Doomed forever. He's so faithful to us. He is so good to us. And forever. In sign language, the word forever, you go like this, like you're making a circle, and then you extend that out into eternity. And forever, his faithfulness, he's good in his faithfulness, extends to us forever and forever and forever, to perpetuity, antiquity, everlasting, perpetual. Is he good? Is there something to celebrate this morning? Let's stand and let's say this verse together before we go into worship. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Amen.